Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic. Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson says she received an email from a woman with information about an alleged rape by a man who is now a federal Labor MP. Ms. Henderson posted a statement on Twitter saying she wants to be transparent. She says she forwarded the email to the Australian Federal Police. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called for a coronial inquiry into the death of a woman related to another alleged rape. The woman claimed to have been raped in 1988. The man is now a federal cabinet minister. Mr. Turnbull says the woman wrote to him in 2019. Greens Labor Adam Bandt says Prime Minister Scott Morrison must do something about the claim.
At the minimum, the Prime Minister should be standing this minister aside while the Prime Minister works out whether or not there's a spot in his cabinet for someone with such a serious and unresolved accusation hanging over their head.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Labor Senator Penny Wong, and Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young received a letter on a Friday about the sexual assault. Nurses are calling on the Commonwealth to address a lack of staff in private aged care homes. This comes in response to the Royal Commission's final report. Beth Moll from the Nurses and Midwives Union in Queensland says changes are needed to make sure elderly Australians don't suffer. The inquiry's final report will be released today. Australia's medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, is testing the first 30,000 doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine this week. The aim is to roll them out from March 8th. CSL will manufacture 50 million doses of this vaccine, which most Australians will receive. Almost 30,000 Australians have received one dose of the Pfizer vaccine since last Monday. Meanwhile, the Australian Federal Police has established a new network to protect the country's vaccine supply. Medical experts say it will be a challenge to vaccinate more than 20 million people against COVID-19 by October. This was a goal made by the federal government. Infectious disease expert Sanjaya Senananyake says the daily infection rates would have to be significantly higher to meet that target. But he told Channel 7 the national rollout is still in the early phases.
We had 30,000 doses given over 5 days last week. So you're right, that was only 6,000 a day. And if we want to reach that end of October mark, we need to get up to about 150,000 a day. But start slow, iron out wrinkles and build up the capacity to give the vaccine. So that's quite a reasonable thing to do.
South Australia's ban on single-use plastics, such as straws and cutlery, has started. The state was the first in Australia to ban single-use plastics in September. Queensland banned plastics in December last year. Victoria announced on Saturday it will do the same. Those who break the laws face fines ranging from $315 to $20,000. The ban will be expanded to include all polystyrene cups, bowls, and plates from early next year. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs has condemned the death of 18 protesters in Myanmar. The military opened fire on unarmed protesters in the deadliest day of anti-coup rallies on Sunday. In a statement, a spokesperson for the department condemned the use of lethal force as unacceptable, saying there is deep concern for the loss of lives. And Zero Discrimination Day is being marked today, with parents and carers encouraged to celebrate cultural diversity with their children. Research by York University has found children as young as 5 show signs of racial bias. Psychologist Dr. Katrina Lyons, Act for Kids CEO, says children are not born racist and all biases are learned from books, media, peers, and influential adults in their life. You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I am Sofia Petrovic.